Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Now, if you don't get your Bill O'Reilly column each week, I don't know why. This week is particularly insightful. Dom Giordano's show. Bill O'Reilly with us momentarily. Breaking down away from the branding, which is great branding. Black Lives Matter. Okay, it is the biggest brand out there, arguably, that's succeeding right now. But what does that really mean as an organization? Who are the folks that run this? It's kind of diffuse. It's a little bit, but there are people occasionally when they give an interview that are pretty revealing what it's all about, what their goals are versus just Black Lives Matter. Bill O'Reilly joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome back.
Thanks for having me in, Dom.
Well, reading your column, it's kind of rare. The first thing I wanted to talk about is you often talk about this, and you use a word that others don't, how corrupt the media is. And some of it is that, and some of it is they're just not curious. Maybe that's corruption, too. It's one thing to talk about BLM. It's another to tell the folks what their policies are. That's what matters.
Well, the media doesn't have any interest in advancing the truth if it doesn't fit into their narrative that America is a bad country primarily because we have a bad president. So that's the media narrative, the corporate media that controls 90% of the national news flow. We're talking Disney, Comcast, Viacom, Fox, these people. All right, so the narrative is that this is a bad country, not a noble country, founded on racism, white supremacy. Everything has to change, including capitalism and criminal justice. If the facts of anything don't fit into that narrative, Dom, you're not going to hear those facts. Enter the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. That's the official name of the organization, not Black Lives Matter. That's a slogan. And it's a slogan that's worthy, in my opinion. I don't have any problem saying Black Lives Matter. They do. But the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation is a Marxist organization. And they don't hide it. So why hasn't that been widely reported on the network and cable news programs, Dom? I'm asking you. Why hasn't it been reported?
Well, because it distracts from the narrative, and it also distracts from any kind of feel good about this and the excitement attached to it. And Bill, it potentially gets you into deep trouble. You go down this path and the mob is going to come after you. And you're one of the few that's willing to do that.
Well, but I think there's a little bit more in play here. So if you go to BillO'Reilly.com and you read my column entitled It's News to Us, I methodically take you through what the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation is, who runs it, and how they get millions and millions of dollars. There's no insult to them. I don't insult the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. I don't tout anything in a pejorative way. I just give you the facts. Here are the facts, and they're not in dispute. Nobody's saying you're lying, O'Reilly, or this isn't the truth, because everybody knows it is the truth that investigates it. But the media, which is supposed to be responsible to the people and telling the truth about what's going on in the country, that's why we have constitutional protections. You have them, Dom, I have them, because the founding fathers said we need honest people to get information to the American citizenry. But that's not happening. It's not happening. They're not even looking. They don't even care.
Well, one of the factoids that you have in there, Bill, and it's from a source that really drills down on this, 71% of what they take in apparently goes to salaries and benefits and the like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people, three women and their acolytes, are awash in money, and the money goes to them. 71% of it. hey, Marxism pays well, Dom. Pays well.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And I wanted to talk about when you talked about this in America, Not a Noble Place, your newest book, I think, arguably, which will be out soon, well, relatively soon, is the most balanced. In other words, you tell the story, a vast swath of our history, Native Americans, Indians, and people like Custer and Ulysses Grant, but it is noble, a lot of the elements of Native Americans. It's very balanced. It's very fair. It doesn't, though, impugn totally or anyway. It tells a story of the flaws of the Native American tribes and the settlers. It's a balanced story, a big story.
If you read Killing Crazy Horse out September 8th, you'll learn more about your country in one book than you've learned your entire lifetime. And, you know, facts are not fair or unfair. Reality is unfair sometimes. You know, it's unfair to have a guy laying in the street in Minneapolis with a police officer's knee on his neck and dies. That's reality, and it's unfair. But the fact, to report the fact that that happened, is not fair or unfair. So what I'm really trying to get at here in my reporting and my analysis is very important for every American in this age of COVID, because many of us are frightened and we're diverted from what's really happening. But you have a minority, and I mean it's a minority, that is trying to overthrow our system of government and our social system. They are using racism to do it. I don't think most people understand. So therefore, I've started a campaign on BillO'Reilly.com. It launched yesterday, which is one of the reasons I was happy to talk to you today about it. It's called Stand Up for Your Country. It's not a political campaign. It's nothing to do with any party. It has to do with you, the American citizen. Do you want your country torn to pieces? Do you? I don't think most African Americans do. And I know the general population doesn't. But all the noise and all the threats and all the demonstrations are being held by the radical left and enabled by the media, whereby all the other people, which I think outnumber them 10 to 1, are relegated to silence.
I believe that,
but what
I don't think we're here. Go ahead.
What I've done on BillO'Reilly.com is that I came up with a sticker. And the sticker says, stand up for your country. That's all. It doesn't say vote for Trump, vote for Biden. It doesn't do any of that. It's stand up for your country. And I want to get millions of these stickers all over the United States of America, because I believe most people want to stand up for their country. They want to improve it, and it needs to be improved. America needs to be improved. But they don't want it torn to pieces. So if you're not going to stand up for your country, if you're going to kneel, and to me, the only time I kneel is in church. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't kneel for anything else. So I want people to stand up. Get these stickers, give them to other people. I want a movement to stand up for your country, and that's what we're doing.
What do you say to the first argument? I don't know, Bill, and thank you for bringing it to my attention. I didn't know that was up there now. We'll point people to that every day this week. That all this is the same stuff. You're just not wanting people to realize. You're not realizing, Bill O'Reilly, it's a new day. The country has swung away from stuff like that. And we are completely dismantling America. That's what's happening.
Well, I don't think that's a good thing. I think I can prove that it's not by pointing to babies being shot dead in urban areas in this country, by anarchy, by our history being wiped out by totalitarian Marxists. So you want a new day? Is that the new day you want? I don't want it. I'm going to fight against it hard.
Well, absolutely, Bill. What kind of reaction are you getting? Too soon to tell?
Unbelievable.
Just started yesterday. Yeah? What do people say?
Millions. Look, I run a newscast on a website, BillO'Reilly.com. I don't want to work for a corporation ever again. Corporations are corrupt. Corporations are helping this totalitarian Marxist movement by boycott, firing people who express themselves in dissent. I mean, you know, corporations are corrupt as well. I don't want to have anything to do with them. I run my own news organization. I do a daily radio program. Millions of people are responding to this. Millions. That is unprecedented. I'm not on any network or anything like that. But my voice is heard, and people are responding to it. And it's a very simple equation, Dom. You want your country torn to pieces? Don't say anything. I understand you can't talk about it at work. I don't want you losing your job. I understand that. But in your private time, you get those stickers. Stand up for your country. You give them out. And I'll tell you one more thing. And this is different. You know me a lot of years. I've interviewed Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, everybody. And it was always respectful, right? Remember?
Yep.
Always respectful.
Absolutely.
I cannot respect what's happening now. If a friend of mine comes in and says, oh, I love Black Lives Matter organization. I love the Marxists. They're not a friend of mine anymore, Mo. They're not. That's it. That's a game breaker. Because I love my country. And I know my country's noble. I know
Bill,
it needs
Bill,
to
Bill, you know,
be improved.
I'm going to interrupt and use that word. That's a word we need to use more, too. You use it routinely when you refer to the country, noble. And that word is an elevated word. That's exactly the word that I think of, the nobility of this country. I think of a guy like Washington, for example, all the way down the line. I can't say we're seeing much of it in Washington and certainly in the media or anywhere else right now.
Politicians are cowards. They don't want to be branded racist. They're not standing up. Okay? Where's Joe Biden on this? All right? Where is he? Even Donald Trump is confused. He's very confused. He should do what I'm doing. All right? Stand up, Mr. President. Stand up. Explain the nobility of your country. We're not a racist country. That's a lie. But it's a lie that is being peddled by the corporate media and by fanatics who want to silence the opposition. And
All right.
We need to wise up. We all need to take action now.
So all we have to do is go to BillO'Reilly.com, BillO'Reilly.com. You'll see the sticker there prominently, and you can ask for X number, that kind of thing?
Yep. And, you know, you can't run away. If you run away, you're going to lose your country, and you're not going to like what takes its place. If you like Seattle, if you like Philadelphia, where the police officers gain no respect at all and themselves are in danger, if you like that, then don't say anything and continue to go blithely along. But it's time to fight back.
Absolutely. Bill, I'm so glad, and I didn't know this. I apologize that you had launched this yesterday, but we're on it and would love to periodically check in and hear how this is going. And I hope President Trump embraces something that is direct, simple, and completely on the offense here about the nobility of America.
I hope so too, Dom, and I'm available to you anytime.
Thank you, Bill.
I really appreciate it.
Happy Independence Day. Thank you for what you're doing with this, Bill. To be continued.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.